handle the truth.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, June 4th, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported, folks. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. There are many ways you can donate. You can go to our website, and you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, folks. Cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. We do still have this deal, I believe, going. For every $100 donation, you can have your choice of an RBN t-shirt in the size of your specification or an RBN coffee mug. And I believe they may still be validating for $115 donations to get both. You'd have to double check with the control room with the staff on that. But, folks, it is another week almost over, and we're into June already. You know, this is the year of the pseudo-vaccine, right? Last year we had the summer of lockdowns. This is going to be the summer of pseudo-vaccines and knowing where to draw your line in the sand. And we'll see how things progress. They're expecting it to be a very violent summer, actually, from some reports of police precincts' expectations. And of course, Joe Biden has made things more racially divisive than ever. So, fueling up anti-white hatred, trying to claim that the black on Asian violence is really white people, to just fuel up another reason to sock a white person in the face, or better yet, kill him. So go Sleepy Joe Biden. Yeah, you're really bringing America together. The only thing he's doing is bringing the world together with globalism. He's doing everything possible, going back on his tax increase claims to match the global infrastructure. Basically everything is based on New World Order, international marching orders for Biden. But I do have a co-host here. One of my Friday co-hosts is available, Mr. William Repillum. Hello, William.
Hi, Richard. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure, indeed. Yeah, I don't know where to begin. I mean, I find a lot of what you have been covering and focusing on recently very important as well. the engineered food shortages that we're going to be facing, and of course, scarcity of everything due to inflation and global supply chains. Using COVID as an excuse, of course, ever since spring of last year, for there to be shortages of everything, if you can afford the price increases for that matter. And of course, these shots, you know, these pseudo-vaccine gene-altering, immune system disabling. It's not really the way they try to phrase it when they market it, is it? But I don't know. Maybe that might be a good place to start. I mean, I overheard you covering this a bit with Jeremy on his broadcast last night. And I came across this story as well. Actually, my girlfriend, wife, she sent it to me the other day. She came across it on a website, christiansfortruth.com. I don't know, or maybe someone just shared the link with her. But yeah, it was pretty much all of the information I heard you gentlemen discussing last night. It is important enough, though. I'd like to mention it to my listeners here as well. Now, this article, in this form at least, was titled, Canadian Vaccine Researcher Warns mRNA Vaccines Are a Big Mistake with Scary Long-Term Effects. Dr. Biram Bridal, a professor of viral immunology and prominent vaccine researcher, has been subjugated to a vicious smear campaign after he revealed during a recent radio interview that releasing the experimental mRNA COVID vaccines has been a big mistake. Oh, I didn't need him to tell me that. And the long-term health consequences are, quote-unquote, scary. We made a big mistake. We didn't realize it until now, said Biram Bridal, a viral immunologist and associate professor at University of Guelph, Ontario, in an interview with Alex Pearson last Thursday, in which he warns listeners that his message was scary. Now, I'm sure those higher-ups knew all along, you know, the ramifications, the dangers involved, but, you know, these middlemen, of course, I mean, the medical profession is about towing the line, you know. I mean, everything when you're groomed through medical school is about towing the establishment's consensus viewpoint to get that medical license and be able to keep it, hold on to it. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, and so many people have come out from these industries, medical industry, pharmaceutical industry, blowing the whistle on just how unethical they really are. It's horrifying when you actually hear people who were insiders, like this one big pharma drug rep, Gwen Olson. I remember she had an excellent interview on Red Ice about like 2015. I've been trying to get her on off and on as a guest myself, but that was before she had some family issues and then COVID here, so I don't even know what her deal is at the moment. I should try to get back in touch, really, but it is an important topic. People to just realize how commonplace it is for ethics to not even be a factor with the big money of big pharma and the medical industrial complex. Getting back to this article, though, we thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. So by vaccinating people, we are inadvertently inoculating them with a toxin, Bridal said on the show, which is not easily found in a Google search, but went viral on the internet this weekend. Bridal, a vaccine researcher who was awarded a $230,000 government grant last year for research on COVID vaccine development, said that he and a group of international scientists filed a request for information from the Japanese regulatory agency to get access to what's called the biodistribution study. It's the first time ever scientists have been privy to seeing where these messenger RNA, mRNA, vaccines go after vaccination, said Bridal. It is a safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle. Is it a safe assumption that it stays in the shoulder muscle? This goes on. You know, I've been hearing this kind of ridiculous talk. I can't see how anyone could have could ever think that about any of any vaccine for that matter, that it would stay localized. How, I mean, that's just, I don't even use the word very often, but that's just retarded. Okay, folks, it's just retarded to think that. But so the short answer is absolutely not. It's very disconcerting. Vaccine researchers have assumed that novel mRNA COVID vaccines would behave like traditional vaccines, and the vaccine spike protein responsible for infection and its most severe symptoms would remain mostly in the vaccination site at the shoulder muscle. Well, this is a bit of damage control for the traditional vaccines, because that's not at all the case with them. I mean, you end up with heavy metals in the brain, for that matter. I mean, get early onset of Alzheimer's. There's so many things from these adjuvants, ingredients. And no, it doesn't stay local, even with other vaccines. I don't know where these people... Well, I mean, in medical school, you get a half day training on vaccinations, and it's basically just injecting it in the person on site. And if they have an adverse reaction in that first, 20, 40 minutes, you have them sit there with you, that how to respond. All right, that's all they're taught. They're not taught anything else about it. It's really pathetic, but yeah, it's common practice to keep the medical community in the dark about everything related to vaccines, for that matter. Just my interjections there. Okay, so getting back here, the Japanese data showed that the infamous spike protein of the coronavirus gets into the blood, where it circulates for several days post-vaccination and then accumulated in organs and tissues, including the spleen, bone marrow, the liver, adrenal glands, and in quite high concentrations in the ovaries. We have known for a long time that the spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It is a toxin. It can cause damage in the body if it gets into circulation, Breidel said. The SARS-CoV-2 spike protein is what allows it to infect human cells. Vaccine manufacturers chose to target the unique protein, making cells in the vaccinated person manufacture the protein, which would then, in theory, evoke an immune response to the protein, preventing it from infecting cells. And I mean, we've heard again and again, the truth is that this doesn't stop acquisition of the virus. It doesn't stop transmission of the virus. It reduces mild symptoms at best. So alter your DNA permanently. No idea what's going to happen with all the other consequences of that. Because a tiny percent of obese and old people and what have you with multiple comorbidities might die if they don't shelter in place. So the rest of the world, give up your freedom, alter your genetics. And it's just going to reduce symptoms. You could still acquire it. You can still transmit it. But that's okay, because corporations, big box stores are all on board with you not needing to wear a mask if you get these shots. It's not about science, folks. This is about control, even more than money. I'll tell you that right now. Could have told you that a year ago. I have been telling you that since a year ago. Anyway, this is just so infuriating, because it's just so lacking science, everything, even the little bits that these people tend to put out at times. It really is. A large number of studies have shown that the most severe effects of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, such as blood clotting and bleeding, are due to the effects of the spike protein of the virus itself. And we've heard that Moderna and Pfizer have had far larger incidents, a multiple of the AstraZeneca blood clot incidents. But those weren't halted, okay? Because those are some of the prime ones that they're selling. They don't want to injure the brand of those names as much. But, it's pretty ridiculous. I see a bit more here worth covering, though. What has been discovered by the scientific community is the spike protein on its own is almost entirely responsible for the damage to the cardiovascular system if it gets into circulation. Lab animals infected with purified spike protein into their bloodstream developed cardiovascular problems, and the spike protein was also demonstrated to cross the blood-brain barrier and cause damage to the brain. A grave mistake, according to Breidel, was the belief that the spike protein would not escape into the blood circulation. Where do these guys go to medical school? Can't you learn anything on your own other than what you have to for your classes? I mean, come on. Now we have clear-cut evidence that the vaccines that make the cells in our deltoid muscles manufacture this protein, that the vaccine itself plus the protein gets into blood circulation. A peer-reviewed study was cited by Breidel. This was a recent publication, which detected spike protein in the blood plasma of 3 of 13 young healthcare workers that had received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. And one of the workers, the spike protein circulated for 29 days. It goes on a bit more here, but those are some of the important points. And before we get to the first break here, let me give you a chance to hear your feedback a little, William.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
So there's a couple of contradictions in here, and you know this came up. This didn't. Well, okay. So the first I listened to this was yesterday. It was Tom Cowan commented on it, and he made the comment that when he said, "quote, we thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and a pathogenic protein." So Tom Cowan, who I respect, he's a doctor who's, you know, a truth-telling doctor who disputes vaccine. You know, he's pretty much anti-vax and pretty much anti-virus because the virus theory being sort of ridiculous, you know, as viruses sort of being byproducts of toxins shed from your body when your body goes into starts cleansing itself, which happens in winter, why people get sick, because you're clearing out toxins. And your body's essentially not exposed to sun as much. You're not getting enough vitamin D, and it's kind of cleansing. It's going into it's like not a hibernation mode, I guess you'd call it, but it's just what happens in the winter. This makes sense, right? But they'd want to say that it's, you know, spreading viruses around to everybody. And we now know that a virus is a byproduct of something else happening in your body. Which not a living thing, right? So anyway, they said that we thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. So and Dr. Cowan said this is unbelievably naive that he would say this. But, you know, maybe they're just covering their rear sides. And it's, like you say, the middleman kind of coming out and, you know, throwing up an alarm because somebody's got to at some point. I mean, the whole establishment, you got a lot of people that are unknowingly going along with all of this. And like you say, a lot of doctors that just trust their textbooks. and so, you know, but finally somebody's coming out and speaking some common sense, right? At least some. But there's a contradiction here because if you scroll down further it says, we have known for a long time that spike protein is a pathogenic protein. So am I missing something? It is a toxin. Okay, yeah. Let me read on. We have known for a long time that spike protein is a pathogenic protein. It is a toxin. It can cause damage to our body if it gets into circulation, Breidel said. So that was down below when he said, we thought the spike protein was a great target antigen. We never knew the spike protein itself was a toxin and was a pathogenic protein. Is this a contradiction, or am I just, am I crazy?
It certainly sounds like a contradiction to me as well, yes.
Yeah, so, okay, well, you know, maybe he's just thinking out loud. It was an interview.
Right. Well, I mean, and then, of course, the infertility factor. I mean, these people are just so naive in the way they phrase and, make it evident that these things are just barely occurring to them, you know, when they are supposed professionals in the field. The high concentration of spike protein found in testes and ovaries in the secret Pfizer data released by the Japanese agency raises questions, too. Will we be rendering young people infertile? Breidel asked. Well, I'd say there's certainly a good likelihood that that is one of the agendas with these all along. But, you know, secret Pfizer data, that really gets me, too. We'll be right
back. Right.
All right, well, we'll be right back. Stick around, folks.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with William Rapillum on this Friday. And just to read a little more from this article, in response to a request, Bridle emailed a statement to LifeSite News on Monday morning stating that since the radio interview, he had received hundreds of positive emails. He added, too, that a vicious smear campaign had been initiated against me. This included the creation of a libelous website using my domain name. Such are the times that an academic public servant can no longer answer people's legitimate questions with honesty and based on science without fear of being harassed and intimidated, Brendel wrote. Well, Bridle, I think they misspelled it right there. However, it is not in my nature to allow scientific facts to be hidden from the public. This interview, and then it goes, okay, so that goes back to this article's commentary on it. This interview reveals the naivety of many of those top vaccine researchers, oblivious to the big picture, completely unaware of how those orchestrating this fake pandemic manipulate and exploit them and punish them if they step out of line, as Bridle had just discovered. Bridal foolishly believes that this is about the science and protecting the public health. It is conceivable, given the disastrous previous animal studies on mRNA vaccines, that vaccine developers such as Bridal were clueless about the toxic nature of the spike proteins. The FDA certainly knew it, which is why they allowed Pfizer and Moderna to skip the animal studies in the first place. But then again, we are starting to see many stories appear in the media that emphasize unintended, in quotes, consequences of the vaccines. A small price to pay to stop the pandemic before it kills untold millions, they reassure us. It is also rather disconcerting to hear that this vaccine researcher actually believes the vaccines stay at the site of injection and do not circulate throughout the body. This makes no sense whatsoever. If you inject anything into your arm, it will immediately spread throughout your body almost instantaneously. Ask a junkie how quick a heroin high is. As millions of people become gravely ill and die over the next couple of years, and as a result of these toxic vaccines, actual gene therapy technology, they will still refuse to believe the vaccines are responsible. Then sure, the skin is like a sponge. And this is common knowledge. Some people will inject alcohol or drugs or things even into the rectum to absorb things that way. I mean, yeah, this, anywhere in the body, the skin can absorb. Now, the junkie comparison there, they are mainlining and looking for a vein, and to be fair, in that case. But the skin will absorb it, distribute it throughout the body evenly, soon enough. And sure, we'll get to the bloodstream, we'll get to the brain, all of these things. William, did you want to continue some more of your points on this?
Yeah, sure. I just, thoughts are coming up here. And one of them is that, you know, when this all first began, and we started to see that the morbidity rate was so low, that this is ridiculous that they're declaring a pandemic, right? We saw 99.997% survival rates happening, you know, between, you know, obviously youngest children, and then, you know, people all up into their 50s and even younger than 70, right? There was and people over 70 are dying because, you know, people over 70 died more frequently of things than younger people, of course. Logical, right? Because the CDC changed the rules on March 24, 2020 and said that, you know, comorbidities don't matter anymore. It's all COVID. So people bit by an alligator died of COVID. People get shot, die of COVID. People who were in a car accident, they died of COVID, right? So even then, right, I don't know if those statistics were figured into these minuscule numbers that were the, you know, truthful numbers about people dying, mm-hmm. even because if those people that didn't really die of COVID, they died of these comorbidities, and then we still have those tiny amounts of numbers. Anyway, that's just sort of a side point. I'm curious about that. They needed a reason to get people to take this injection. And I believe that this injection is the real virus, if you want to call it a virus or whatever, the pathogen, or you want to call it the what's going to kill you. And it may kill you slowly. It may take a long time to develop whatever problems that you have as a result of allowing someone to inject into you an agent that will carry with it something that will alter your DNA. So they've got a break coming up, so I'll finish my thought after.
Sounds good. All right, stick around, folks, and we'll be right back after the bottom of the hour.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You look at me and I wonder what goes on. All of my little bad, all those things. I can never be sure where to begin.
And we're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting. William Rapillum is my co-host this Friday with me, Richard Carey. And William, did you want to continue where you left off with your thought? You're still muted, William.
Thank you. Yes, I'm still muted. Sorry. Yeah, I wanted to really just wrap it up and with tying the and I have questions around this too, and tying the depopulation agenda of, and the question that I have is exactly who that is. I know it's Bill Gates. I believe it's World Economic Forum, and the exact same people that are pushing the vaccine are also pushing the depopulation agenda. But I need to just get those documents together and have that information, because that is the smoking gun that just makes everything make sense. And the fact that by 2025, I think it is, right, that they want to have the world population shrunk down by like some unbelievable number. So who in their right mind would believe that taking this injection, which is promoted by those same people, is going to help you.
Right. And it's not going to be from infertility that you reduce the population that quickly. So, yes.
Right.
There are multiple means of achieving this.
Right, right. So if I believe it's I just need to get some confirmation, but I don't know if they're openly speaking about it, the World Economic Forum, specifically the depopulation agenda. I think this is part of Agenda 21, is in reducing the world's population. So there you go. I mean, it's pretty much that simple. We want to be able to deliver this, high-level information to people in a way that is like very, very common sense, palatable, and very, very simple. Because, most people have never even heard of the World Economic Forum. They know who Bill Gates is. You can segue in with that. You can mention Event 201, but I would keep it high level. But we've got to figure out a strategy for how to do that, A lot of people aren't going to listen, but we can't care about that. We just have to be good at explaining it. And just explain it like we're talking to each other and be able to just, basically do it very quickly without much hesitation. And let the chips fall where they do, because the truth is the truth. And, we just got to keep rolling with it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sometimes just a couple of facts for someone to go put some thought toward, and then, they might come back and, or on their own, do more research or have more questions after they consider that a bit. I mean, just the fact that they stopped the animal studies because the animals died. Normally, it should be, 8-10 years or more of trials before for any vaccine in the past. As unethical as Big Pharma and the vaccine industry are, they still would do that up until now. But no, it's complete free reign. Skip the animal studies, just go right to giving it to humans. And there are a lot of people out there, a lot of doctors, scientists, stating that you're just going to suddenly start seeing hundreds, then thousands, then multiples of that dropping like flies. And this could be at certain key points after, these larger groups of people have taken the shot. So,
right.
Could be like a couple months, could be the 6-month mark, could be the year mark, 2-year mark. Those are some milestone points to just keep aware of, I would say, all of those.
Yeah. Do you remember when Bill Gates was sitting with Melinda Gates and talking about how people didn't really get it the first time with the pandemic? They didn't take it seriously, but they're going to get it the second time. And they looked at each other and smirked and laughed.
Yep.
And what are we talking about here? We're talking about after people have taken this vaccine and have injected themselves with this toxin.
Yeah, their immune system.
Whether it's
will...
a spike protein or a spike protein producing RNA.
Even anything that's out there, even anything that's out there this coming season and beyond, their immune system is not going to be able to protect them anymore. You're permanently destroying your natural immune system by altering your genes with this. And you have to keep going back for more shots,
right?
As possibly your best hope at that point. I mean, just like the treadmill with software companies, you rent your software, you rent your storage of your data in the cloud. You could lose all your information if you don't keep paying for it. All of that has come to our health industry just to completely control us right at the source, our body. And a couple other short paragraphs at the end here are worth mentioning from the rest of this article, after it referred to the junkie, that is, as an example. As millions of people become gravely ill and die over the next couple of years as a result of these toxic vaccines, in quotes, actual gene therapy technology, they will still refuse to believe the vaccines are responsible. And we're going to be convincing people forever about this, just like 9/11, just like so many things. It is simply incomprehensible to the vast majority of people that this entire pandemic is a hoax. And then they go on to say that there was no COVID-19 virus ever isolated. They sold the normal seasonal flu to the public as this killer virus using calculated methods of mass psychology and manipulation. And that's true as far as the symptoms overlapping with flu. We're supposed to believe that why would the flu that's been here every year not exist alongside this thing. And then they give us the excuse, oh, the social distancing and masks, we just did a really good job. You know, it must have been that anti-back hand sanitizer. Yeah, that must have been it.
Yeah, another point. Go ahead.
Well, just one more little bit here. The real purpose of the pandemic was mass depopulation, mass surveillance, and further Bolshevization of the world economy, and to physically weaken us so that we cannot resist their agenda. That's how it ends. But please, go on.
Forgot my thought.
Yeah, that really kind of could, yeah, throw you into that notion from where you were. Yeah, that was quite a statement. But I believe they're spot on with a lot of these likely scenarios.
Yeah, I remember now. So you remember, I mean, all of the, before this ever even happened, all of the, you know, all of the warning about 5G and the, you know, these new frequencies coming out, this ultra, like, high gigahertz, 60 to 90 gigahertz frequency bands, you know, that they're bombarding us with now. And the possible health effects of that, they were discussing, you know, which line up perfectly with what they say COVID is, lung problems because you can't get air to your lungs because you're the molecules in your body, the cells in your body are not able to absorb the oxygen because of what's happening down at the quantum level with your protons and neutrons, and how they circulate around each other, and those are being interrupted. You know, aside from that, that being sort of like the covering up for that. So needing a cover for that in the beginning here, and how they just rolled it out right when they started to roll out 5G in so many different places, right? And we're not even hearing about it anymore. We don't even hear about 5G, even in the truth community. We don't even talk about it anymore. I don't hear about it too much anyway. But yeah, it's just another factor.
Yeah, that is another point that we have so little information on. And we're seeing a lot of places push back on that. Actually, Yellowstone National Park, I just came across this story today. Yellowstone National Park working to remove cell towers, microwave dishes, other telecom equipment, and install fiber optics. You know, I mean, perhaps they already have research that the animals and the natural environment are getting affected, and they don't want to disturb those natural preserves so that the elites don't ruin their playground, at least in the future, once they get us into our mega cities and away from most land, if they achieve their goal. But of course, they're not going to release that information to the public. 5G for the mega cities, that's just fine. You know, it's about tracking. They don't care about health. They'd love to kill us off more with it as a just a double win in their estimation, I'm sure. This was an interesting article title. A former CDC chief said, "I didn't expect death threats from fellow scientists over lab leak theory." But, you know, there's a lot of people talking about Fauci's leaked emails and how he knew about the potential of this being created by men rather than nature. January 2020, a new email showed Fauci was told in January 2020 the coronavirus looked engineered. For example, they're trying to have interviews with him where, you know, they maintain damage control as much as possible. And of course, we have people like Rand Paul who are drilling him and everything. But it does seem a bit of a distraction from the most important points. So the lockdown's not justified. And look at the real motives here, and look how dangerous this thing is they're trying to put in us, this shot. I don't really care if it was man-made or from nature, honestly. At this point, that's not nearly important enough. We can confirm that later on, okay? We know what the dangers are. We know what the actual agendas of manipulation is, and we know how much, if they get their global system in place, it can be that much more difficult to get out of without just so much death and devastation. Prior, and we're already seeing things come apart around the hinges. I mean, there was that reference I made to this coming summer projected by the police. Well, this is due to murder rates already exploding all over America. And due to that, due to murder rates already exploding all over America, the police are bracing for a summer of violence. So this isn't just fear-mongering. This is already the case. And, you know, how bad will it have to get? That's the age-old question. Before we reach saturation point where the people push back, no matter what sources they have, they just can tell from what's around them, even if they don't follow independent media. I guess that's really where we have to reach, because most people are never going to look into the, you know, these websites, these radio stations. You know, it's too much like when they're back in school. You know, if they're at work all day on the clock, that's enough. But they don't want to do work when they're off the clock, is the way I think most people think of it. You know, give them bread and circuses, and as long as they're not too uncomfortable, you're never going to wake them up.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. What else you got?
Well, the food crisis, this engineered food shortage. You know, I've been trying as much as I can this morning to find this article I was reading a week or two ago talking about how they're actually literally draining water reservoirs in California into the ocean. In some areas.
Sense. Yeah. Deborah Tavares was talking about that years ago.
I wish I could find the article, because, I mean, right now there was this other article out where you have the governor in California. He was standing in some dry basin that used to be one of the reservoirs and talking about the crisis. And the commenter in the article is even commending him that he, at least right now, is being honest and all about the science. Well, like, come on. Tell me the governor of California isn't aware of some of this manipulation engineering about the water that they did have that is getting rerouted or just removed from our environment back into the ocean salt water. But for that matter, why don't they have more conversion sites to convert salt water into fresh water everywhere? There's no excuse for there not being enough water. LGBT concerns and black reparations and getting rid of statues that offend people. And, you know, these are the big concerns, of course, and where all of this money goes.
There's a drought, right? There's a drought, and so they're just they're draining everything into the ocean. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but no, the priorities are completely out of whack. There's no excuse why money couldn't go toward where it's needed. Instead, they're doing the opposite. They're making it worse. They're paying farmers not to plant crops. This has been going on for a number of years. This didn't just start, but it's certainly happening as much as ever right now when we're hearing about these food shortages. Meanwhile, we hear about Bill Gates now becoming the largest owner of private farmland in the United States. He is definitely in on it. He is one of them in the in crowd, one of those in the in crowd who wants this engineered food shortage. But that's okay, because you can buy Impossible Meat or Beyond Meat or whatever products, and maybe a few worms too a day, and you'll be happy without owning anything, right?
yeah, it's and then you try to tell people what's happening. A lot of people seem to be waking up to it, but yeah, every time you come across people that aren't, whatever.
Well, the desperation of the farming community has reached peak levels in the West, places like California. Food prices are soaring, and the Dust Bowl continues to spread throughout basically the western third of the United States. Been seeing these maps going around showing the Dust Bowl like darker red, indicating the worst areas. And yeah, it's pretty insane how much this is being made worse with conditions like water just getting sent into the ocean. I wish I could find that story and try to verify it, you know, find a few sources for it, because if that one is true, it's just so absurd, and it just shows how much this is engineered. Even paying farmers not to plant. I mean, they just want a few corporations controlling anything that is available, and they want the shortages to be sure. But I don't know. We only just have few moments before the final break here. I don't know, maybe we can just get your final thoughts for the few minutes after the last break, William. But
Well, if you want to lead up to that now, please. Tying it back to history, it all just is such clockwork, making sense. The engineered food shortage is in line with the Holodomor, which happened 100 years ago in Russia, well, in 1932 and 33, right?
Good point. Very good point. All right, well...
Just doing that again, Holodomor 2.0.
We'll sum up after the final break then, sir. Stick around, folks. Final segment.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back for the final segment, folks, beyond the official narrative here at Republic Broadcasting. William Repillum is here with me, Richard Carey, today. And one more brief article headline reference. The United Nations is sounding the alarm about the dramatic increase in global food prices. So, you know, they're even ready to start informing us of this. Of course, most people have no idea, like the article about California, have no idea what's coming with the food shortages and just how severe these drought and food shortage conditions are. But yeah, I think a lot of these dovetail, you know, this food engineered food shortage, the COVID and vaccine agendas, and the overall artificial scarcity we see, of course, and then climate change. Who could forget, you know, the climate change psyop? I don't know. We have a couple minutes left, William, if you just wanted to just give your final points for the week here, sir.
Yeah, it's another one. Yesterday I came across, because I was looking, trying to tie together the depopulation agenda with the COVID scamdemic, and I came across this Russian colonel named Vladimir Volosevich, I think is his name. I think I got the name right. I'll send you that over. It's about 11 minutes long, and he explains exactly what's going on and who it is and how Russia already, you know, he kind of tell you, you can't take on external parasites until you've taken on the internal ones that rule over you. And isn't that kind of what Russia has done to a degree with Vladimir Putin? They have like almost no debt in their country. They're not teaching critical race theory to their kids. They don't hate themselves. I think their immigration policy is under control. I could be wrong about that, but I believe that's how it is. Vladimir Putin just always has very based and level-headed responses to all of these, you know, degenerate reporters that are constantly attacking him. And the United States is constantly agitating for war with Russia because Russia is not falling into line with this New World Order agenda, telling Klaus Schwab to go pound sand with his Great Reset, essentially. So I just found it to be, refreshing to hear that there are some of our people, because I do consider them to be our people, who are very aware, because they've been through it already. They went through 100 years of it, communism, Jewish communism. They now are taking care of themselves. And I think internally, the parasite has been neutralized to some degree, at least more so. So NATO, Jewish NATO, is encircling them from every country around them and always trying to agitate for war. And so here we are.
No. Excellent summations there. Oh, great points. Yeah, and we're hearing so many outlets refer to the Bolshevization of the world economy. And these food shortages are a great example of that. It is reminiscent of the Holodomor, all that happened 100 years ago. Those who do not learn from history, William, are doomed to repeat.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, sir.
And to all you folks, have a great weekend as well. Please support RBN. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. We will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.